So, welcome back to another episode, and we have the same cast as last time. We're back with Summer, Ree, and Mr. Manta Ray. So y'all can say hello.
What's going on, everybody? What's up with y'all, man? It's Sweet Dick Willie on the ones and twos, man. I know I'm coming.
Miss Summer.
Hey, so this would be just no introductions.
I mean, you can say hi. Like, you know, just like, you know, how they used to do on the DC Raven.
Hi.
Say hello. Summer. So,
not the DC Raven.
Throwback. Say hello.
For, I'm 7'4", chocolate and light skin.
Are we same recording? Time,
yeah, we on now. For all those who don't know, the DC Raven was basically a blind dating phone web service. No, my bad. A blind dating phone service where you would call in and chat it up with somebody who you don't know and get catfished consistently.
You trying to speak from a negative light? I done got some ass off that motherfucker before.
Bruh.
I've never heard of it.
I've never done that.
Son, y'all never been on the DC Raven?
I've never heard of it.
You're the OG.
Bro, first of all, you the same age as me. Mo, I expect you not to know. You a young buck, but yeah. Summer, you capping. You the same age as me, so I know you know.
I don't know. I never did that.
Everybody know what the DC Raven is.
Everybody but me, apparently. And everybody else on this thing except you. I think you made it up. I think you're the ringleader of it. You
were
the one telling everybody about it. He was like, hey, y'all, get on this.
Ree.
You were that leader. Everybody else is following.
Ree, am I lying, bro?
You ain't following. You dash right lead the lead.
Exactly. I'm not lying about this.
I believe you. Trust me, I'm not doubting you with that.
It was the Raven and it was the Baltimore chat line.
The Baltimore Crab or something like that.
But this,
as many girls as I used to put you, I started the original chat line with this motherfucker. I had so many hoes coming through for this motherfucker, it wasn't even funny.
Damn,
eh?
Why the fuck you put your eyes back then, bro?
What you mean?
She was throwing you alley oops and you wasn't dunking the ball. That's what it sounded like.
He was talking, he was friends, but he was having it up with these people.
He wasn't dunking the ball. He was just laying up. Fuck all that.
He may not have been trying to do that with these people. I don't know.
Exactly. I was a friend. Nothing more, nothing less.
Is it okay to play the friend?
Right, man.
Good question.
Is it okay to play the friend?
It is not.
No.
Right. Yeah, what'd you say?
Is it okay to play the friend role when you know you're trying to fuck?
No, because you're not a friend for real. You're just trying
to
fuck. But see, I'm glad you said that. I have a real problem with females referring to me as a friend after we've been sexually active. I don't think we necessarily need to have a problem, but I think the title of friend is kind of disrespectful to the definition of friend. I'm a friend.
What?
Can I?
Being friends with people?
No, we can be friendly, but I'm not a friend. I'm just Mo, or you're just who you are. We can be
y'all still friends, though.
Huh?
I still love you. I like the title of friend if we've had sex.
So let me ask a question. I want to ask one question. Have I made it very clear that I want to be your friend? Or are we just having general conversation and you feel like I'm friendly? Because if I haven't said, oh yeah, I just want to be friends, like, I haven't made any motive very clear. Like, I'm just chilling. So, if it hasn't been established what I want, you're just going off your own assumption. That's not my fault that you don't know.
That's a good point. That's a very valid point. But sometimes your actions may come off it. And I think this is very interesting because sometimes a man's actions may come off as friendly, but I'm just a nice person. I'm not going to, just because I'm a nice person don't mean I won't blow your back out.
So Mo, let me ask you this question.
Hey, chill, Summer.
Mo, chill, so let me ask you this question. Just because the alligator's chilling, laying in the grass, does that mean you can go pet it?
What?
Huh?
What these old Negroes saying?
But hold on. Wait, but hold on.
You do this every day.
I know what you meant. I got it.
Okay then.
That's what you mean too, but.
All right then.
You need to write the book.
I'm just saying.
Just because I come off as a friendly person, I'm a nice guy. Doesn't mean that I may not find you attractive.
Facts.
Everyone else sleep. I just want to get a plane. You know, so that's where I'm coming from.
And that's why that girl shouldn't assume just because your ass is friendly, don't mean you still might not attack her ass at some point.
There we go. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. There's no except taking. If you're a pretty individual, you're something to be snatched.
Oh, thanks,
Mom. Hey, Summer, look, you better stop playing with me. If you ain't catching my analogies on point, fuck you, are you?
But so I think so.
Yep, it's my baby.
Y'all said
my bad, y'all. I'm about to have a baby.
One of my in a couple weeks. One of my bros asked me, is there a kind way to tell a woman you just want to fuck?"
And yeah, I just want to fuck.
Bruh, I look, you know what? I've been a firm believer, and I'm going to stand on this until the day I die. You cannot ever tell a woman that and she will be fine with it, ever.
You're a mother?
Nope.
I don't think so, bro.
Nope.
I got screenshots for you.
Bruh.
I can personally screenshot
some personal things that I've done, and I can send them right to you that I've initiated.
No, I'm not saying that a woman can initiate. I'm saying that a man can say blatantly to a woman that, oh, I'm just trying to fuck, and that she'll be fine with it.
Yeah, I have that too.
Whoa, what's the issue?
There's no issue. That's what we need. We need to.
What are we talking about here? You said on the first day, you better respect.
So you're saying on the first day?
Yes, I need you to be upfront.
On the first day, that is cap. On the first day of meeting a woman, women always say, tell me right up front. So basically, if I meet a woman on the first day and I'm like, I'm just trying to fuck, and
I'm like, well, I'm glad that you are trying to do good things in life, but this thing you won't get to do. We all have things that we want to do in life that we can't do. I want to be an astronaut.
And this is why men have to play the snake game. Not saying it's the right thing to do.
See, but you would have to. I don't even have to cut my grass if you would tell me up front.
Well.
We both cut the game. You don't gotta play snake games.
Well,
you don't gotta play no games.
See,
you don't gotta play hangman.
You
word games.
You can say that.
Oh no.
You can say that all you want. But now,
no, I'm gonna start playing Jenga and remove your ass.
That's fine. But now, the man who just was blatantly up front, now he's like, damn, I may have just lost the opportunity.
Yeah, not been friends. You can always know me.
I don't want to. Look, this man don't want no fucking friend.
Well, too bad.
Honesty, the best policy, my ass. These niggas who are trying to get the cheeks, they don't want friends. They want cheeks. Consistent cheeks. Possibly every other week cheeks.
I want that too, but I want it when I want it. I don't want it when you want it. I want it my time. I got time. I gotta go to sleep. I got kids. I got stuff I gotta do. I got problems. I need to handle them. Etc. You feel me?
And that's why I said I stand. You said what, bro?
Easy to find out here nowadays.
That's what I told you. I don't believe the whole being up front when you first walk up to her and say, "Oh, I'm so and so. I'm trying
you
to hit."
You gotta be up front. I think you know what you're right. I don't think you could just say, "I want to fuck." I think you gotta shake.
Yes, you can. You can say, "I would like to."
It depends. On the person you're talking to.
But
that's respectable, though. Like some people, I think it's respect, and I think we gotta kind of find. It's okay to be that upfront. Be like, yo, that's all I want. And if a woman says no, she says no.
Exactly. What can you do? Rape her?
See now. You know, guys, that's a little extreme right there. That's a little extreme.
You stay up front because that's what leads to rape. Oh, this is gonna get rejected and you get angry. Say it up front. Say no. And guys should be like, you're in your period. Because if you're in your period, I'm not trying to hang with you. Damn. Cool.
See, that's a tough one. I don't know. That may be harder for me to do than hit the I'm just trying to fuck.
What? Hold on, you wouldn't hang with a girl on her period?
I'm more scared because they get so much more emotional during that time, so it's much more harder for me to just be so down.
You could do it so smooth. You could be like, man, you know what I'm saying? I realized that you're being a little bit, you know, more agitated at that time in a month. Damn, did you need some chocolate? Because, you know, I just passed your house, but now I'm past, now I can't even bring it, but it's just time of the month.
I'm more nicer during their period, so after the period, the day or two right after the period, their hormones a little bit more raging. So, you know, I want at least be the first phone call.
You ain't got to call me at all.
Oh, really?
You ain't got to call me at all. Right. Call me.
So that brings up the question, can men and women just be friends?
Yes.
Ooh, this is a good question. Proposition today. So one of my close, like I consider her like one of my best friends in the world, just said that, you know, just throwing it out there jokingly, but it's not jokingly when you say stuff like that I feel like you're my soulmate and I wish we could just get married one day and be together.
Those don't exist.
I said, "Oh, you want to be with me?" Cause all my friends are like, "Yo, y'all surprised y'all not together." I'm surprised. I'm like, "We would never be together, but it's cool." I felt so comfortable with him. Now I'm feeling like a little bit unstable and insecure with the relationship.
Because she switched the dynamic.
Yeah, so now it's like,
this is why it's hard to play the friend zone, because when you play the friend zone, and
well, originally he was just the friend, because he was talking, I think it was just because he just sees like how I am. He just feels like, because everybody always says like, "Oh, she's perfect for you," or "She's a perfect," so he's always like, "Oh yeah," you know. I think he's holding on to what people are saying.
That's not see,
he's sort of an egotistical person, so he goes off of like appearance and like things like that versus like maybe what he genuinely feels. He may genuinely feel that, but you know what I mean. I think that's also in addition to his perspective.
This is why I get so irritated about the whole concept of people saying my soulmate. That shit is so bull, yo.
I don't believe in the one no more.
Bruh.
I don't believe in the one no more. I believe that, you know, somebody, you know, somebody, together. Somebody, you can kind of think about the one, but I don't believe the one is there.
Exactly, bro. When the whole idea of a soulmate, bro, is so made up, son. I hate that.
I love you guys.
I hate that term, son. I hate that term. It irks my soul when people use soulmate. There's no such thing as a soulmate.
Because you ain't got no soulmates.
No, nigga. There's a person that you found that you decided to put hard work and effort in, and y'all was like, boom, this is what we want.
Oh, yes. soulmate, you have to still, any relationship is to put hard work and effort into.
No, but the way people define soulmates, like, you will put on earth for me, I will put on earth for you.
And those are the people that's never encountered a soulmate, that's why. They just have a euphoric, and they're having an infringement of their imagination of what that means. They're not living in reality, they're living in unicorn land, and like, where it's rainbows and butterflies raining.
Like I said, I kind of agree with Tay. I don't believe this. Like I said, this from birth that you, this God said, okay, these two people. I believe it's just hard work, prayers, and just life situations, and you feeling that you can deal with somebody. But I don't believe that that soulmate thing no more. I'm believing no one.
So I have a different perspective on.
And I'm a person that believes in the universe and believes on like karma. Partner and soul ties and all that, but I don't believe in soulmates for some reason.
Okay, so I believe that a soulmate for me is someone from my tribe, from where I'm actually from. So if that makes sense to you guys, so it's like anytime I encounter someone that's like from where I'm from, I'm like, wow, we're like, we connect, you know. And I've only met two people like that. So it's like when I meet that person. You know, when I meet people like that, it's like, whoa, you know, immediately.
Connection.
Yeah, or people that are just, like, super spiritual that are similar on my path. Mm-hmm. You know, I connect more with those people.
I think we align with people more. I think we align with people. Some people are on a similar path as us at times. And if as we continue to grow, if we all continue to remain on that same path, we'll continue to align. But I don't... But that's also meaning that sometimes people... go their separate ways. It depends on where we are in lives. Our stages of life allow us to align.
Sure. Agree.
And it's not just in a male and a female relationship, also in like a friendship thing too.
Yeah.
Some friendships can align with each other for some time, and then at some point, they no longer align. There's no beef or anything. You're just not on the same path.
Apart. Life happens to everybody.
You go what, bro?
So people tend to grow apart, you know. Life just happens and people just move astray or just have different intentions on life. This is how it is.
But people grow apart contingent upon, like, growth or, you know, just new perspective or new knowledge or, you know, depression or loss. There are all types of reasons why, envy, jealousy, there are all types of reasons why people grow apart. And sometimes they're disingenuous because if you would just talk about it or get over that little, you know, moment, you guys could still really be friends and it could be prosperous. But most times people would never, ever can, like, get over that little hump because of lack of communication. And I feel like lack of communication from both parts or one part solely is just emotionally insecurity, you know?
Interesting. That was...
Communication. The only thing we can control is... What did you say, bro?
Communication. Somebody said that communication is such a big thing about relationships, but...
That's the key.
But I think comprehension...
There you go. I was just about to say that.
Effective communication.
Okay, very true. When I seen the post, I was like, oh. And I thought about it, I was like, that makes sense. If I don't understand where you're coming from and you don't understand where I'm coming from, the communication could be there, but that understanding, that full glue is not there, is going to mess it all up.
It's basically like having static through a radio, bro. It's like, mm-hmm. like what? Where the fuck are we getting at now?
Right.
So, I definitely agree with you with that.
And effective communication is important too. You gotta listen to what you gotta hear. You gotta talk in a certain way, because I can't stand a woman or somebody talking that in a tone, in a certain tone. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't bark at me. You bark at me, I automatically turn out, or I automatically go into defense mode. But you come talk to me in a certain way, I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna hear what you gotta say. I'm gonna give you the chance to speak, and you give me the chance to speak. And I think that's my form of effective communication. You bark at me, I automatically think, like, I don't even like my mother yelling at me. Never did. So I automatically go there.
I agree full-heartedly, because I have the ability to communicate or argue or debate with someone in the same tone. I would not get loud. I would not be offensive. I can speak objectively and subjectively on whatever topic. You know, and most of us are trying to challenge people just to see, you know, what type of person they are, like how passionate they get off of topics that are not meaningful, you know. So some things are just like, oh, testing a bit, but not really caring as much. But, yeah, a lot of people just, and then honestly in relationships, when you realize that you, the moment you realize that you have a disagreement with someone and you guys both are trying to communicate and it's not working, you need to like retreat and wave the red flag and like probably depart. Because I think a lot of times we try with people and that's a red, that's like one of the big red flags too. If you can't even agree, like, you know, talk amicably, because I've been in situations where guys, girls, like, you know, they get loud and animated and it gets ridiculous and, you know, it's really unfair to me because I'm speaking normally, you know, and then you start throwing, you know, it's just too much and it's unfair. And I think sometimes because I speak monotone or just like calmly that it seems like I'm not serious or like I don't care too. So, you know.
Yeah, you talk like a kindergarten teacher. I mean, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just saying, like, that's how a kindergarten teacher talks, like, you know, in a manner where the kids be like, okay, it's safe. It's supposed to be safe in here.
Well, I have to, because a lot, I deal with people that are often on that level. So I've just automatically just...
Childish.
But I speak so people can understand me as well, though. So I try to... So people don't ask me a lot of questions. I try to hit all the points.
Duh, oh my god,
I hate extra talk.
I used to be like that, just over try to explain the whole situation to everybody.
I'm not over explaining, I'm just saying everything I need to.
No, over explaining or constant explaining the same thing over and over, that's a pet peeve for me, because it's like, especially,
oh, no, I don't do that.
Especially if I've answered it and it's like I'm answering it multiple times, it's like now I'm irritated. It's like, leave me alone.
The only time I would say something twice is because you didn't hear me, because I do speak low. That's the only option you get to have me say something twice. I'll just say, that's okay, it's not important.
What Summer said, without like getting like too animated or anything, I've read somewhere the moment somebody can get you mad, they have way too much power and control of them. And if, call me an asshole, call me whatever the case it is, call me selfish, I refuse to allow somebody to have that much power.
I take pride in the
fact. Yeah, it's a pride. Like, you're
I
not
can this. Stay calm, and everybody else gets.
And then I also learned, somewhere else down the line, way back, I learned when a woman is mad and doing all the action, and a man is calm, it pisses him off even much. And for me, like I said, the asshole in me is just like, I'm about to see you do all that action. I'm gonna sit there and look at you and wait for you to finish and be like, so what did you gain from you doing
all that? I'm gonna tell you right now, you're gonna lose in that situation either way.
It's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Of course. It's,
no matter what you do, you're gonna lose in that situation, bro.
Right,
so
you never win. You're never right.
Yeah, with women, you know, you're never right with women. With most women. With logical women, you are right. With me, I'm just, you know.
When you write, a woman would find something in that you being right, so you didn't say that to me the first time.
I'm the kind of person to say what you mean what you say. So, you know, of course, there's some room for that. Like, I'm going to be there in 15 minutes. Oh, now I'm 20 minutes. That's fine. But, like, just everything else I take is lying.
God damn.
Like, if you said something, then it's like, why did you say you should have just not, because I don't say a lot of stuff, I just do it, you know. So I'm like, oh, on Friday I'm gonna do this, and when Friday comes they act oblivious, like, oh, they forgot. It's like, well, why do I have to remind you? Just say what you mean. Like, you should have sent a reminder, emailed yourself, whatever, because I'm sure when you need me to do something, when Friday comes, you're gonna expect me to remember.
What if the person's forgetful? I mean,
I'm forgetful.
Are people not human?
No, I expect you to be perfect. Sharp.
Geez.
It's like, I don't expect you to be perfect, but I expect you to be sharp. I expect you to not be bored. See, I say I take that as bullshit. Once you get to know me, you know what's bullshit to me. And the moment you start bullshitting me, just stop.
I don't understand how's that bullshitting you if like if a person makes a genuine mistake. I don't see that as bullshit.
I know what's a genuine mistake and I know it's bullshit. So I don't just count everything as a mistake or everything as bullshit. I navigate through what it actually is.
Okay, so
I'm not that hardcore.
Give me your definition of a genuine mistake and some bullshit then.
A genuine mistake is like y'all supposed to have dinner at whatever, 5 o'clock. Oh yeah, you had a meeting at 4:30, ran over to 5:30, can't meet at 5 o'clock. That's a genuine mistake. Or like, you know, something that some bullshit is, hey, yeah, next week, like I said, no, when you get off work, we're gonna go to Fridays. Oh, you know, when I get off work, what do you wanna eat? Eh, I don't know what you wanna eat. Motherfucker, did you tell me that you wanna go to Fridays when I got off work? That's the bullshit. You asked me. You laughing?
That's just in real life, you know.
I be speaking from the heart. Like no bullshit. It's all personal shit. It's not no fun. We're not red.
To that, not to cut it. I think what it is, women don't give us the aspect of like, fuck it, I got a life too sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a million things that are going on in my head. If I tend, I'm not saying what you're saying is bad or whatever, but it's a million things going on in my head. If I forget that on Tuesday, I said on Friday, we're going to Fridays.
I'm talking about the same day.
Okay, same day. Okay.
2 hours.
Oh, same day. Yeah, then that's it.
At like 9 o'clock, you said this. 3 o'clock come, you forgot.
Okay, never mind.
Did you have a million things going on when you did that, or?
Nah, it depends. 4 hours.
Was this person at work when he texted you at 9 o'clock until 3? Like, I mean, god damn.
Nah, the mug don't work.
It actually doesn't matter where you was. I don't care if you're that motherfucking church. If you told me at 3 o'clock, let's go to Fridays.
That's right, it don't matter. The problem with that was, I'm like, okay, now I got plans when I don't. And then, so the problem was that person started making plans. I'm like, dude, that's not happening. And then the shit, motherfucker's like, oh, I told you that already. I'm like, motherfucker, you always say shit like that. I ain't believe that stuff.
I mean, okay, so technically, you could have looked at that situation as half full or half empty because. It didn't say that your plans were canceled necessarily. It could have just said your plans have changed. Right or wrong?
I'm saying Fridays at 3 o'clock. That's the cup I read.
I'm so confused. You made plans with me.
No, I'm just asking you a question, though. It just could have said your plans have changed. Could you have went somewhere else, right or wrong? That's what I'm saying. So instead of looking at it as half empty, it could have been half full.
You gotta tell me that though.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but it was like an instant. I'm upset now. So I mean, I get what you're saying, but it was like with you with that situation, like I'm instantly upset. So, I don't know. Hold on. Oh, she just froze. Like, you said what?
It's happened just like zero times. It's happened a billion times. That's why I was pissed off. I'm like, how many times do you go through the doors? I keep having the same talk with you. And eventually, I just start saying, that's okay. And then I go sometimes, oh, that's okay. I should change that. She's saying, that's okay, everything. Everything's okay now. I don't care if they listen to me. When you try to change, it's okay too now. I'm good. Like, it's just,
but you know what?
Like, a year after this boy, come on. Just go jerk me off.
You know where you first fucked up at? Agreeing.
Opportunities?
No. You first fucked up by agreeing to go to Fridays.
Okay, I'm just giving that as an example, nigga. I'm not letting him. If a nigga wants to talk to me on Fridays, that's not happening. First off, Fridays is some motherfucking bullshit.
You said Fridays is what?
It's some bullshit.
So if somebody was fucking up that many times, then why would you give them consecutive chances then?
Okay. You
ever
heard all that?
No shit.
All that ghetto stuff?
Hold on, but sorry. I gotta pause real quick. I gotta log off, guys. Gotta go study. Still a college student.
All right, my boy.
All right, y'all. Tune in next Sunday.
All right, man. Night. See you, my boy. You take it easy.
Thank you.
Keep that robe on.
Oh, of course. I got another one for you to play. We're going to chime in next week, too.
With the velvet robe. Looking real silk.
It's just all right.
Hey, look. You looking like a whole velvet cake over there.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Peace.
Alright.
Now back to you.
Hey, ain't nothing coming my way, pal.
Nah, look.
I ain't got nothing for you.
Don't act like that.
They ain't got nothing on you.
You talking back to me though. Like, how you gonna invalidate the whole podcast topic we just had, man. You can't be doing that now.
I don't know. I'm not going to invalidate that because I just feel like women be overreacting a lot.
I'm just fucking with you.
I do feel like women be overreacting a lot. Honestly. Most.
I'll just say most. I'm not even going to just say in general, even though.
Because granted, yes, if I am working and I text you at 9 a.m. and tell you at 3, we are going to, you know, so-and-so place. And I hit you up when I get off and say, all right, so what are we doing? It's possible I could have forgot. It's possible. It's very possible. Now, if you get upset over that, I feel like you're overreacting. So why not, you know, just say what you want to do or just remind me what I said earlier at 9 a.m. Simple. I don't think that's cause to be upset over something like that.
Everybody's different. But me, if you make plans with me and you forget, that shit is gonna irk me too. If I'm gonna just brush it off and do something else. But I'm definitely gonna be irked for a quick second. I'm just gonna just brush it off and do something else.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I see if neither one of us were doing anything that day, but if you were busy, I'm not gonna be upset about it. First, I'm gonna ask you, didn't you say we were going Fridays? I'll ask that first. That's different. I'm not just gonna be blatantly like come at you upset first. Cause people. I'll try to get somebody like, okay, maybe they forgot. Cause I don't know what happened during that span of maybe what 7-8 hours. That person could have had a couple bad moments that went through their head, made them forget what the fuck they did have going on. I don't know. Shit. So, I don't know.
Just
have
to catch up on that another time or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It is kind of interesting, though.
A lot of stuff being said. For sure. Right.
But I do got something for a topic I want to discuss next week, though. It's kind of interesting. Because I find it, I've been peeping it, and I find it very interesting. So, what? Why are you looking at me like that?
I was saying, like, are you trying to leak, or are you going to keep it in the vault?
So,
hey, if you still recording, so you don't got to leak it.
We'll catch y'all next week.
You can keep the party going, just don't leak it. You keep the party going.
Nah, I'm gonna leave off on the cliffhanger, but cause yeah, perspective is everything, but you gotta see through all the lenses. But I'm gonna leave off on that though. So we gonna catch y'all next weekend. Y'all enjoy yourself. Adios, amigos.
Don't overfuck yourselves, you feel me?
And like my good man always say, have some dick standards.